In the end of the third book of the Torah, in Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah says, Im Bechukosai Telechu. If you make sure to advance and walk with the knowledge of my rules, which means by studying the Torah in a dedicated way, so that you go beyond the mineral requirement. V'tzmeisai Tishmeru, and you'll safeguard the proper performance of my mitzvahs. Hashem promises to reciprocate to the Jewish people. Namely, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. The rains will come in their appropriate time, in a way which is most convenient for you. And then the Torah says, v'nosna ha'aretz yivulah. The earth will yield its full produce. The Medrash Torah's Koyanim, which accompanies the third book of the Torah, says, lo kederech shehiyasa achshav. We do not refer to the produce yielded in today's day and age. Ostensibly, the Mefarshim explain, it should have said, v'nosna ha'aretz yivul. The earth gives produce. It says yivul lah, which indicates its full potential. And the Medrash says, it means kederech sha'oisa b'yemei Adam Arishon. The way it used to be in the times of Adam, the first human. The Mefarshim point out this means kodem shechata. Adam, before he sinned. Uminayin, and from whence do we know, queries the Medrash Teres Kayanim, Sheha'aretz asid aliyas nizras, that the earth will be seeded, v'oysa peiras ben yoima, and it will make fruit, or grow, on the very day, or on the morrow. Talmud Loimar, we know this from a pasuk that's found in the book of Tehillim. Psalm 111, verse 4 says, Zecher oysa l'nifla oysav. God makes a remembrance for his wonders. What does this mean? The Medrash says, take a look in the words that are found at the beginning of the narration of creation. Tadshe ha'aretz desha. The Torah says, God said, let the earth begin to sprout vegetation. As Rashi explains, this was underground. Seed-bearing plants. The Pasuk finishes off and by saying that so it was. And because, as the Mefarshim explained, it says, Vayihichein, that indicates that it happened immediately. Hashem said, let the earth give greenery, and everything sprouted. The message here is, Melamedes teaches us, Sheboi bayoim shahoyo nizras, that at the beginning of creation, on the very same day that a seed was placed in the ground, Boi bayoim oisepedes, on the very same day, fruitful vegetation came forth. In other words, when Mashiach comes, things will grow almost instantaneously. The day we'll plant is the day we'll begin to see a yield, fruit, and produce. More about that in the next episode.